What is going on, friends? Welcome to the next episode of the Fit and Healthy Sioux Falls podcast. I have an awesome guest with me today, Mr. Greg Koch from 605 Running, and we're going to dive into all things running and really probably a lot more than you ever even knew was involved. Let's dive into today's episode. Greg, what is going on, man?
Just got done running, believe it or not.
No way.
Yeah, I ran right before I came here.
Cool. Do you run pretty much every day?
I run 4 to 5 days a week.
Okay.
It sort of depends where we're at. I ran a marathon last October, and then from there, had an injury. I went to the weight room. Go figure.
Yeah.
Runners should never do that. So I got hurt. Then I got sick. I was pretty sick in February with viral stuff. I've got a kid, so everything comes home. And
yeah,
now I've been back at it. So I'm on week 4 of this training cycle. And
okay,
yeah, kind of building up. When I'm at like peak marathon training, I'll be between 60 and 70 miles a week. So
that's a lot. I was just, maybe it's not a lot, I guess, but I was just talking with you before this. I was like, I'm not a runner. And your answer was?
Not yet.
And it's not too late.
Nope, never.
Never too late to start. You know, I think it's running is something we were talking about earlier too. There seems to be a stigma with running. Yeah.
Well, it's intimidating.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of us get punished with running. You know, if you play sports, what do you do if you're, you know, if you don't play well, or if you, you know, talk back to the coach, you know, you run suicides, you run ladders, you run in baseball. I had to run, you know, foul pole to foul pole a whole bunch because yeah. I had a mouth when I was a kid. So I got in a lot of trouble.
You're always talking back.
Yeah. Or in gym class, you know, you got the presidential fitness test. Everyone worries about the mile or the pacer test, whatever it is
that
they're doing. So
that's so true.
It's a stigma around it. And people, you know, when that starts at such a young age, you don't realize running can be pretty great if you give it a chance.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about that because I'm not a runner,
yeah,
but I have ran. Mm-hmm. And I love whenever I tell Greg that I'm not a runner, I don't know if he even knows that he does this, but he gets this smile on his face because I already know it's always going through your mind, like, not yet, or and you maybe.
Well, something I'll talk to people,
yeah,
like you,
yes,
and they'll say, well, I'm not a runner,
yeah,
but then they'll say, well, I'll go to the gym and I might get on the treadmill, I'll warm up for like 10 minutes,
yeah.
Guess what?
You're a runner.
You're running. You're doing it.
And
that's all it takes, like, to be a runner.
That might be part of that stigma, right? Mm-hmm. Or that kind of bar that has been set so high as of when you say you're not a runner, what do you mean? Like, you've run. And I think that's so true. And the words that you speak matter. Like, the words that you speak do matter. And so I think that's even some mindset coaching to myself right here, right now, is that if I'm saying I'm not a runner, I'm labeling myself.
Totally.
As not a runner.
Yep.
But if I just go out there and do it, I've ran a mile before. I've ran 3 miles before. I've ran the Tough Mudder before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? You're a runner.
Yeah. Yeah. You're guilty.
Guilty is charged. But one thing for me, when I do those runs, I feel like I've never gotten this runner's high.
Sure.
You know, and maybe not everybody does, but what's your experience with this runner's high? Do you get it?
I get it. I get what we're talking about when
okay.
we talk about runner's high.
Okay.
I think it's maybe been overblown
okay.
in terms of like, oh, it's like high.
Yeah.
No, trust me. I know. I went to college. I went to a state school.
Sure.
It's not what you think of when you think of a high, but you know, I've never been on a run where after I've gotten done, I felt bad about myself.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
And I've been on some pretty rough runs. Like, I can tell stories for days about really bad runs, but I still got done. And I was like, man, I did that. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You know, even if I wasn't feeling good, or if I was sore or whatever, you get done with a run and it's like, guess what? I got up, I got out, I got that done.
Yep.
I did something most people wouldn't consider doing today. That's pretty awesome.
Yep. Yeah. So it's more so than like a runner's high. It's just that feeling of accomplishment.
Almost. Definitely.
Yep. And when you get that, I can see that. And that makes complete sense.
And when you get into training too, I mean, you start to check boxes of accomplishment and you feel, I mean, what's cool about running is you can track your progress pretty easily.
Yeah.
And it's a very data-driven sport. And so you can see things change. You can see, you know, depending on what you want to look at from your data. You can see your resting heart rate change. You can see your VO2 max change. You can get pretty technical if you want. You don't have to.
Yeah.
You can just say, hey, today I ran for 30 minutes and I went way further than I did when I ran for 30 minutes 2 months ago.
Yeah.
You know, there's just so many different easy metrics that you can look at and track. And, and you know, like I said, you just never feel bad
after a run. Yeah, absolutely. And that is the truth. You know, I mean, and there's some pretty brutal runs, or maybe the initial second after you get done, you might feel like, holy smokes, you know, a little beat. Yeah. But then once you come back to and realize what you just did, absolutely, you feel so good about yourself.
There's a reason why marathoners are always, you know, they finish and they're looking for that next marathon, even when they can't walk.
Like, yeah.
Well, I'm going to do that again.
Yeah. So I'm assuming that you've ran many marathons.
Yeah, I've run a few.
Okay. Do you have any idea how many?
Well, marathons, I think I'm at 7 or 8.
Okay.
I don't know how many half marathons I've run.
Sure.
Or 5Ks or 10Ks.
Yep.
You know, and this kind of comes back to that mindset thing of, I'll talk to people and they're like, oh, I'm just running a 5K. It's like, no, you're running a 5K. That's pretty awesome. It's never just. Like, you made a decision that you're going to go run a 5K. You should celebrate that. Don't put yourself down for just doing a 5K. Like you're getting out and you're participating in an activity that's going to make you feel great. Like, don't downplay it at all.
And it's a one word difference. Mm-hmm. You know, I just am running a 5K, or I am without the just running a 5K. So that one word makes all the difference. And I think that's such a, you know, something that I didn't plan to talk about was the way in which we speak to ourselves. But I feel like, and maybe you don't even realize as much either, but I feel that you're very big on the way that you speak to yourself.
Absolutely.
That your words matter, and that can totally change your mindset. That can change. We were talking earlier about just like my confidence journey, about how really why I got into health and fitness was because of my lack of confidence in high school. And I'll tell you that the words that we speak to ourselves, they go right to our heart.
Yeah.
Whether we know it or not.
Well, I'm sure, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm sure we've probably been on similar journeys.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think it's really, really important, when we talk about running specifically, and I own a business that says running on the side of the building, like I want people to come in my door.
Yeah.
And I think everyone can benefit from what we have to offer.
Yeah.
But I also acknowledge that running is pretty scary.
Yeah.
And so our mentality is we're going to take the scary out of running.
Yeah. I like that.
You know what I mean? So
I like that.
You have to understand that we acknowledge how intimidating it can be.
Yeah.
We don't want it to be that for you.
Yeah. The thing I like that you said earlier too, is that running as a sport, as an activity, as a physical fitness movement, you said by $150, you can go buy a pair of shoes and you can now be a runner.
Yeah. For like 6 months thereabouts, like where those shoes are going to last.
Yeah.
So if you break it down, like cost per mile, it's a pretty low barrier to get into the sport and be an active participant.
Yeah. So 605 Running here in town, and congratulations, you just opened your second location.
Thank you.
That's super awesome. Scary a little bit, I'm sure. We opened our second gym in 22 and it was, I had this grandiose idea of what it would be. And then it showed me what it was. And it still is awesome and great. I love it. But definitely a whole different set of work goes into two than just one.
Mm-hmm.
But congrats on two.
Thank you.
And it's in the Bridges.
Yeah. So 57th and Western here in Sioux Falls. It's a high traffic area.
Yeah.
What I really like about it is it's close to where a lot of cross country events happen. So we, you know, we're talking about how do we create more runners? We got to start younger.
Yep.
And cross country, I mean, if you haven't had the opportunity to come to a cross country event, you really should check it out.
I'm going to get the opportunity because my daughter, we just got her and then Blake into Sioux Falls Christian.
Okay.
And Haley just comes home and she goes, hey, I signed up for cross country. And so we are going to be, and all of a sudden I just get home. My wife and I were on vacation.
We
just got home and on our bed was sitting two shirts. Apparently my wife ordered me a cross country shirt. So we're now, you know, mom and dad cross country.
You're going to love it.
I'm excited for it.
And I'm going to tell you this, you're going to have to be a runner.
Okay.
Because to spectate, I mean,
you gotta run
cross country, you actively are spectating.
Yeah.
So it is a sport like no other.
Yeah.
I wish I would have done it when I was in high school.
Yeah.
You know, for several reasons, but it is a riot. I mean, yeah. It is so much fun. And we're excited because our store is close to where a lot of cross country takes place.
Yeah. You know, as I'm sitting here listening to you, I'm thinking to myself, did she sign up for cross country or did she sign up for track? And now I don't remember. Now I feel like a bad parent.
Well, the thing about it is once you do one, you're going to do the other.
Do the other. They kind of intermingle.
Especially at Sioux Falls Christian. I know Luke Vanderlees very well.
Do you?
Yeah. I've run with him on occasion.
He was one of my teachers when I went to school there.
Yeah.
Awesome guy.
He is amazing. And when I say I've run with him, I've chased after him.
Sure. I can imagine.
But he's got an incredible culture over there. And he really is a culture builder.
Sure.
And that's really what coaching is. When you get into coaching, your technical skill matters, but it's not nearly as important as your ability to bring people together for a common goal. And he is really, really good. He's very detail-oriented. He's really, really good at the coaching aspect of it, where we're going to bring a lot of people together for a common goal. And I think he's one of the best in the state. And so I think you're in good hands over there.
Yeah.
And he didn't pay me to say that either.
Hey, so unsolicited. I love it. I love it. And I think that honestly, you know, what you said there is as a coach, you must be good at bringing people together for a common goal. Mm-hmm. And I think that you with 605 Running have done a really good job of that as well.
Well, thank you.
From the outside looking in, you know, Greg and I, we've only met a couple times actually in person. We've obviously known of each other. And we met, I think, the first time years ago. So we've, you know, been in each other's lives for plenty of time, seeing what each other are doing. But watching from the outside what 605 Running does for people and does for not only people, but our community. I've got, you know, plenty of clients. And one that you mentioned was Kurt. Mm-hmm. And it is so cool to see what running can do for people. And I know another one too was Taylor was a client of ours, and she would always get involved with your guys' running events. And I just think it's so cool to see, you know, the group runs that you posted on, talk about in just a second as well. But where it does, it get people together for that common goal, and friendships are born out of that.
Yeah.
Explain these group runs.
Well, yeah. So we kind of describe our store as an ecosystem, and you really have to nurture an ecosystem in a lot of different ways. And it's very similar to building a gym community.
Yeah.
You know, I think the most successful gyms are the ones that have a healthy community where people are excited to say, I am a part of this gym.
Yeah.
Our store is pretty similar that way. Yeah. And group runs one way that we do that. So we host two group runs. Wednesday,
every week.
Yeah, every week. So yeah. Wednesday nights we're downtown at our downtown location, and then Saturday mornings we're at the Bridges.
Yeah.
Now, so both of our stores are located right off of the bike trail here in town. The River Greenway Trail is the official name of that.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we can't let the cyclist have all the fun. Like it's not just their trail.
Yeah, right.
And actually we use it a lot more than they do.
So, sure.
It should be the running and walking trail
that
bikes can participate on.
But there we go. there we go.
Anyway, I digress. Yeah. Both of our stores are located right next to that. So between our two stores, we have to cross one intersection to get onto that safe, uninterrupted trail here in town, which is such a gem that I don't think people in Sioux Falls even necessarily realize how lucky we are to have.
You know,
I've traveled this country and there is just not space to recreate like there is in Sioux Falls.
Yeah. You know,
this is a pretty special place.
Yeah.
And it's pretty easy to take it for granted if you use it every day and it's like, hey, don't do that. Like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And we celebrate that with our stores and with our group run.
Yeah, that's really cool. And for the group run, anybody can participate.
Yeah, they're drop-in. They're free. There's no charge to participate in group run. The expectations are pretty clear. So when we talk about group run, the first question I'm asked over and over and over again is, what's the pace? What's the distance?
Yep.
And again, that kind of comes back to that intimidation. Our goal is to lower that temperature down. So here's the deal. Like, I cannot run the miles for you.
Yep.
If you're going to come to group run, we're there to run.
Yep.
But what we do is I promise I'm going to greet you at the beginning. I'm going to introduce you to the other runners.
Yep.
So we're very deliberate in how we do that.
Yep.
And then I'm going to be there at the finish. Myself or a staff member, we're going to be there at the finish.
Yep.
We always go out and back.
Yeah.
So it's choose your pace, choose your distance, right? If you only want to run 1 mile today, just go out a half mile, come right back.
We're good.
Like there's no expectation of you've got to show up and run a 5K today.
Yeah. And so some people go further.
Absolutely.
Some go less.
Yep.
Okay.
And we're there for it.
Yep.
And the other thing we say is like walking isn't a swear word.
Yeah.
Every runner in their career, in their journey has had to walk at some point, and that's totally okay.
Yep.
You could come to a group run and just walk.
Yeah.
And we're good with that.
Yeah. No one's going to judge you.
No, not at all.
Yeah. And that's so important. And you get connected and mm-hmm. then you meet somebody.
Yep.
And then the next thing you know, and I know for me, with running, I've ran by myself and I've also ran with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And when I run with other people, I usually tend to do way more than I think I can on my own.
Yeah.
And then I think it's definitely with running a mental barrier, a mental battle that me personally, I fight every step of the way because it's like, just stop or just turn around. Yeah. Like there's that mental thing. And if there's nobody with me, that's easy to do, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, no one cares.
It's you and your head.
And that's it.
That's all you
that's
got.
That's it. But if you have another person or a group of people
yep.
that are keeping on going, like part of the time, you don't even realize that you're running because you end up having conversation. And next thing you know, you just go, it's like, holy smokes, how far have we just gone?
Yeah.
You know?
You would be someone that I would love to run with just
yeah.
because I'm sure you would talk
oh,
and talk
man.
And talk and talk. Those are my favorite people to run with because
yeah.
usually I'm going,
yeah, trying to breathe.
Yeah. And so I always try to pair up with someone who I know is going to be a talker because I don't care what pace we go. As long as you talk the whole time, we're good to go.
Yeah. That I can just answer a couple times.
Yep.
You know, that's funny because when I work out, the same, like when we're doing boot camp, the same thing. Like a lot of times the clients after boot camp will come up to me like, did you even work out? Like I heard you the whole time.
Yeah.
Because as I'm working out, and for me, like if I'm not talking, I'm probably not working out very hard.
Yeah.
For me, like the more that I'm talking to people when I am working out, that's like, I'm more so trying to like tell myself to keep going. And that's why I keep talking to somebody else.
Yeah.
But yeah. And so you're exactly right that keeps you going. Let's talk a little bit about 605 running and kind of
sure.
Where it came from, how it started and what it all does. Cause it's much more than just a shoe store.
Mm-hmm.
So when did 605 running open in Sioux Falls?
Yeah. So in July, we're going to celebrate 10 years in business.
Wow.
So we opened 10 years ago in downtown on Phillips Avenue in our original location. And it's been quite the journey. You know, we've had cars drive through our windows. We've had water mains break. We've had global pandemics, you know, you name it, we've sort of been through it all as far as a business. But 10 years of really kind of figuring out the retail running industry.
Yeah.
And from that, our business has evolved and grown. And it's grown because we're pretty decent at listening. So like we're going to listen to our customers, they're going to ask for something, and we're going to try to fulfill that need.
Yep.
So we started as a retail business and then people are like, well, hey, can you help coach me for 5K? And it's like, well, yeah, we can get into coaching. So we've started a private coaching business. Now I've got five coaches on staff that work one-on-one with individual.
Oh, wow. So I didn't even know that.
Yeah, individuals. So we have a private coaching services. And then the other thing was, hey, I'm putting on a 5K. Would you guys be willing to time it? And it's like, well, we don't own any timing gear.
Yeah.
Now we do. Yeah. So now we're contracted timers. And then it's, hey, we really wish you guys would put on a race. And so, you know, we started with no frills races and then we've sort of evolved. And then it was like, hey, I can't do this race anymore. Would you take it over for me? And so now we own 9 races throughout the year that we produce from start to finish.
Cool.
From registration to timing to finding the medals to designing the logos, the whole gamut. We're doing that on the event management side. So we've evolved into this full-fledged sort of running ecosystem where we're hosting races, we're coaching clients, we're selling shoes and gear.
Yeah.
The whole gamut of the running ecosystem, as we call it.
Yeah. And at 605 Running, mm-hmm. what do you all sell there for gear and apparel? Is it like full apparel lines? And if so, like what brands would you find?
Sure. So in our downtown store, for apparel, you'll find Lululemon.
Okay.
We sell a lot of Lululemon. And then our shoes, we've got several different brands of shoes.
Okay.
And that's, you know, consistent ones like Hoka,
yep.
On Running, Ultra, Brooks, Saucony, yep. New Balance, and more. That's kind of always changing, growing as the times go. We also do Brooks apparel, and then we have a private label, 605 Running Company brand.
Oh, cool.
That you'll find. So Brooks and 605 would be at the Bridges, and then downtown is Lululemon.
Okay.
We do all kinds of shoes. So track spikes, cross country spikes.
Okay.
Trainers, marathon shoes, trail shoes. And then, I think everyone benefits from a fit process.
Sure.
And so that's really sort of our wheelhouse is the fit process. And
sure.
So Making sure you have properly fitting shoes that are comfortable is what we specialize in. And everyone can benefit from that. You don't have to be a runner to benefit from good, comfortable shoes. Yeah. And that's what we sell.
Yeah. So what does that fit process look like? Like, how do you find the right fit?
Absolutely. So we're going to take several measurements. We're going to do some assessment and we're going to watch you move.
Yeah.
And based off of those things. So we're going to profile your arch. We're going to, you know, take three different measurements with the Brannock device. We're going to watch you move around. We're going to ask you questions like, hey, CJ, have you ever had any injuries that I should know about? Tell me about injuries you've had. And that's all going to help narrow down the selection because we've got over 100 shoes on the wall.
Yeah. Right?
It's going to help us narrow down what's going to be best for you.
Yeah.
And then we're going to make recommendations and together we're going to find a pair of shoes that works well for you.
Okay.
What works well for me isn't always going to work well for you. You know, yeah. And that's where the running shoe industry kind of struggles because there's so much information out there.
Yeah.
You know, you might find a vlogger or a YouTuber or someone who's like, this is the greatest running shoe ever.
Yeah.
And you'll put it on and you're like, why?
Yeah, not comfortable.
Yeah, this doesn't work for me at all. Well, it worked for that YouTuber.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's, you know, we don't know what would work best for you.
I feel like with shoes, that's a very common thing. Totally. And I see it in the gym all the time where we'll have a couple clients get a certain kind of shoe.
Yep.
And next thing you know, like everyone that comes to that session almost has that same style of shoe.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was funny, just a couple weeks ago, one of the gal clients to me, she was putting on a different pair of shoes. And her and I used to have the same pair of like Nobles. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I got new shoes. And she's like, yeah, the Nobles, they're just like, don't they really hurt your feet on X, Y, or Z? And the funny thing is that probably more shoes than not do that for certain people because all of our feet aren't the same.
Right.
Maybe someone's flat-footed, someone's got a higher arch.
Right.
Maybe someone's got a narrow foot, someone's got a wider foot. And so the different shoe feels completely different or the same shoe feels completely different on different people.
Totally. Yeah. So fit and feel are really, really important.
Yeah.
I think they're the most important things. The other thing we talk about when we're fitting for shoes and runners really struggle with this because, you know, you and I were talking earlier about how, you know, running is, it's a single plane motion.
Yeah.
You can get overuse injuries a lot. And if you're not taking care of your whole body, running can do some damage if you're not careful.
Yeah.
Runners will come to us and they want shoes to be prescriptions.
Yeah.
And that's not how it works.
Yeah.
So if you have plantar fasciitis, if you've got knee pain, there's not a shoe out there that's going to fix that.
Sure.
You know, what we need to do is take a look at some of the other things you're doing.
Yep.
You know, are you stretching? Are you working out your muscles? Are you getting into the gym and doing other exercises besides just running? Or is that all you're doing?
Yep.
Because that's more than likely going to be the connective fabric that's making the injury there.
Yeah.
It has really nothing to do with your footwear.
Sure.
At all.
Sure. Overuse of the body in a certain plane of motion. Yep. Absolutely.
Yep.
And I think one of the things too, and you mentioned it from when you and I first kind of met a while ago, and I think why we've probably had a connection that hasn't been super strong, but just has kept us connected was that when we look at our businesses and then what they do and the community that we serve, there's a big need for health, fitness, movement, and then the last piece, connection.
Yeah.
And I think that businesses that can help connect people are definitely businesses that I want to be, you know, involved with and acquainted with, because for me, connecting other people, you never know when you're going to meet your next best friend.
Mm-hmm.
We all feel like we have our certain core group of friends, and that might be good, but you never know when you're going to find that next person that just changes your life or brings that much more joy into your life. And through running and what you guys do, that happens.
Yeah.
And I see it. I see it on Facebook. I see it on groups. If someone wants to find, I know you just said the two group run times, but if someone wants to find out about the group runs or make sure they don't miss them, is there what's a good place to find out about those?
Yeah. Run 605.
Okay.
And I'm going to say that that's a website.
Okay.
That's an app.
Okay.
That's a handle on any your social media platforms. Just run 605. You punch that in and you're going to find us.
Yeah.
So 605, run 605.com. You type in 605 running company to Google. We'll be the first thing that pops up.
Yeah.
So just know run 605. That's where you're going to find out the most stuff. I would highly encourage downloading our app.
Sure.
We've got a pretty competitive rewards program. So you can shop with us if you're using Strava as a runner.
Oh, yeah.
We've got mileage rewards so you can get free stuff on me if you're getting out and being active. So exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
You just track the mileage and then you're going to get socks and, and goo and all sorts of other kind of fun stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's super cool.
Well worth your time.
Yeah.
Because it's a $0 investment, which is, you know, our favorite.
Yeah, absolutely. Who doesn't love spending $0 and getting something in return?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So that app, you just go to the app store, Run 605, and then you can track and log your miles.
Yep.
And then you could get free swag.
Stuff.
Yep. Let's go.
Yep.
I'm going to become a runner.
Yeah. And that's going to have our events on there. That's got our store on there.
That's cool.
It's you can get push notifications. So that's really nice when we're putting on a race. Like if we've got weather updates or anything like that, it's going to go right to your watch or your phone and you're connected to us.
How long have you guys had that app?
It'll be 3 years, going on 3 years now. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. It seems like you probably had to have some custom development stuff done for your store to make all that kind of intertwine.
Yeah. So one of the things that I'm most proud of is the people that work for me.
Yeah.
I am not that guy
that's
going to like research that out and make it happen, but I've got really good people that work for me.
Yeah.
You know, we every year we have an event. It's called the running event, and it's like where the running industry comes together, every kind of vendor you can imagine.
Yeah.
I tasked my team. I was like, here's the deal. We're falling behind on the tech side of things. Our website's not competing.
Yeah.
We need to get more savvy with what we're doing. And so I deployed them at the running event and I said, bring me back whatever you find and let's find the best stuff. And so we were able to find, you know, app developers. We got a new point of sale where it's all interface and it works pretty seamless now. And it's really sort of helped us separate. And again, I can't take a ton of the credit instead of just being, you know, sort of like the chess player moving the parts and saying, go and find this.
Yeah. That's the power of a good team. That's the power of a good team, you know, and to that point, I wouldn't be where I am today without a good team. Mm-hmm. You know, you just said it, you wouldn't be where you are without a good team. And so, definitely if any of our team members happen to watch this episode, just a big thanks to all of you guys.
For real.
Because for real, we wouldn't be able to be sitting here today doing what we're doing if we didn't have a team.
Right.
Is 605 running open right now?
I got two stores open right now.
They're open and running. You know, I've got two gyms open and running right now. And you and I are able to be here shooting this episode, just providing more value. And that's the power of team.
Yeah.
And when you find that though, is you can get connected with those, with the group run or with the workouts, with a team of people. Because I just think that life is not a single player sport.
Right.
Life, you need, it's a multiplayer.
Yep.
And you need friends to lean on because you never know when you're going to be going through a low where you need someone to lean on and vice versa, when your friend might need you to lean on.
Right.
And so I do think that the connections is so, so important. I look forward to maybe what could happen in the future, you know, with 605 Run, running and Fitbody, whatever kind of intertwine could happen there. Just very, very cool to have, you know, businesses like yours, Greg, in Sioux Falls. I always like to leave anyone that might be listening or watching with a piece of advice as it pertains to health, fitness, and their life. And I always kind of put my guests on the spot on this one.
Sure.
But if you were to share kind of a parting ways piece of advice with our listeners or our watchers as it pertains to their health, their fitness, and their life, what would be your advice to them that we'd like them to take away from today's episode?
Yeah, I've said this a few times. I think it's a John Wooden quote, but I'm not 1,000% sure.
Sure.
But it's courage is contagious.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when we talk about group run, just the courage to come out, invite a friend, come on down. It is contagious and you're going to have a great experience. Same thing, going to the gym.
Yep.
You know, the hardest day at the gym is the first day.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And so just having the courage to take control and say, I'm going to do something different today.
Yeah.
It's contagious and it's infectious. It goes wherever you are.
Yeah.
There are people that care about you, that want to see you be successful and want to see you be the best version of yourself.
Yep.
And you can do that in a healthy gym community. You can do that at a group run.
Yeah.
Just get out and be active and enjoy the gifts that we have because we've got a lot.
Yeah,
here.
We do. Sioux Falls is definitely a community worth getting involved in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited because my whole kind of mission this year. So, you know, people pick a word of the year.
Mm-hmm.
My word of the year is God's plan. Because what I've realized is that I can have all my plans. And if it's not God's plan, it doesn't quite work out as well. So I'm going all in on his plan. And I feel that what he's really laying on me is just to get more connected in Sioux Falls, more connected in our community and really help more people right here locally in Sioux Falls. And so I'm excited to be, you know, really getting into the community. And I hope to be at one of the group runs with you and we'll go and I'll be that person running, talking to you.
Perfect.
But maybe in the first one, I might need someone to like be that person talking to me just to keep me going. But we'll get there.
I promise you, in the little bit that we've hung out together,
yeah,
you don't need any.
You're right. You're gonna go the whole time. You'll just keep talking. Oh, that's going to be good. No, that's great. Well, Greg, I thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to come and share. You guys, thank you so much for watching today. Make sure that you check out all things 605 Run. You can write 605 Run, look it up.
Yeah, Run 605, 605 Running
Run
Company.
605.
Just any combination of the three.
That's right. But check it out. Get the app. Do the things. And like always, like, subscribe, and share this episode. Because if there's one person that we can inspire to get more fit, more healthy, and take action and be courageous, it's going to be contagious. So like and share this episode. And thank you guys for joining us today. Bye, you guys. Peace.